Ancient arts. Reading the signs will start with some of the most ancient methods of divination, the practice of seeking knowledge of the future, or the unknown. First up, oracle bones. The Shang dynasty of China, 1600 to 1050 BCE, used these for divination. Diviners would create grooves on ox scapulae or tortoise shells, then heat them to produce cracks. The cracks were then interpreted to answer a king's questions about natural events and other matters. Next, let's talk about haruspicy and ornithomancy. In ancient Rome, a haruspex was trained to read the entrails of sacrificed animals to understand divine attitudes and maintain harmony with the gods. Meanwhile, ornithomancy, a practice rooted in ancient Greece, involved interpreting omens from the actions of birds. For example, in the Odyssey, an eagle carrying a dead dove was seen as a sign of Odysseus's return and the deaths of his wife's suitors. Other methods involved a more direct interaction. Electriomancy is a type of divination where a person watches a white rooster peck at grain arranged in letters on the ground to uncover messages. Similarly, pyroosteomancy in ancient Chinese culture involved burning items and interpreting the cracks in the remains to offer guidance to leaders, fortune tellers, and modern concepts moving from ancient rituals to the people and systems that interpret the future. The term oracle comes from the Latin word for to speak and originally referred to a priest or priestess who was a channel for the gods. The most famous example is Pythia at Delphi, who advised on various matters. A soothsayer, on the other hand, was someone with the ability to foresee the future, whose skills were famously noted in ancient Rome for warning Julius Caesar. Some of these practices have carried on to the modern day. Palmistry, or palm reading, involves studying the lines on the hand to predict the future. Similarly, tassiography is the practice of interpreting patterns in tea leaves or coffee grounds. Beyond these personal practices, there are entire cultural systems dedicated to understanding fate. IFA, a divination system from West Africa, uses a divining chain and sacred nuts to determine outcomes for different issues. The I Ching, an ancient Chinese text, uses yarrow stalks to create hexagrams that provide guidance. In Japan, people visit shrines and temples for omikuji, which are random fortunes written on strips of paper. Finally, we'll look at modern interpretations of destiny and cycles. Ted Chiang's short story, What's Expected of Us, explores the psychological impact on society when a device, the predictor, proves that free will is an illusion. This contrasts with business cycles, which are intervals of economic expansion followed by recession, and the 24-hour news cycle, which shows how news is constantly reported and updated. These concepts suggest that while we may not be able to predict our personal destiny with certainty, we can at least observe and predict patterns in the world around us. That's all for today.